Not long ago, my daughter Emma and I went for a walk. We wound our way along a trail that took its course between thicket and stream. It was an overcast day. We paused to study a tree overgrown with vines. In its architecture, a score of sparrows went about the business of blending in with everything. I do not spend enough time in nature, despite my telling others that it is vital to do so. It is too easy to be caught up in the world. It's too easy to forget that nature has a power to restore multitask modern humans. I spend my days and nights convincing audiences of the need to restore creation, and yet I lose sight of creation's ability to restore me. As Em and I went about our walk, we came upon an area of trees surrounding a small stream. Scattered along the stream banks are dozens of cast-off washing machines, tires, and even an automobile. This most quiet and modest of groves has been turned into a dump, a place to cast off the machinery of our hubris. In the time after our walk, the image of the grove haunted me. St. Paul writes that creation groans as a woman in the throes of painful childbirth. His description fits many natural habitats under siege by society. It describes what I had seen. As servants of the Lord, we exist to do His bidding. We are the hands, feet, and sentient instruments of the Almighty. The junk cast off by the stream is an affront to God. It is increasingly clear that we must not only cease harming the created world, we must throw ourselves into the work of healing the damage already done to it. The stream bed needs to be delivered of its travail, but who will do the work? Next week, I'll talk about the watershed's unlikely midwives.